You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. It's the third day of our series, First Wisconsinites, Dispatches from Native American Life in Wisconsin Today. In today's edition, we're taking a look at politics.
Arvina Martin is in the studio with us now. She's the first Native American member of the Madison Common Council. She's a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation. Arvina, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, when did you first know that you wanted to get into politics?
Apparently, I've been told that it happened when I was very young. My dad worked in politics, and apparently when I was four, I told people that what I wanted to be when I grew up, I wanted to be senator in the mornings and governor in the afternoons.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was a nerd back then, too.
And has that been consistent? I mean, that was early, but have you had an interest in politics ever since then?
I've always followed what's happening in our communities, whether it's local, state, nationwide. It's always been something that interests me and that I've cared about.
And what roles have you played in the world of politics so far? Not having been governor and senator at the
same time, I've not been governor nor senator. I just started my first term as an alder on the Madison Common Council that I was elected in April. So this is the first time I've actually run for office. But I've done a lot of volunteering for political campaigns, for candidates, for different causes. I'm on the board of NARAL Pro-Choice Wisconsin. So I do a lot of work for the pro-choice movement, and I've done a lot of work with the Democratic Party.
And what was your campaign like to become an alder?
It was very busy. I had a full-time job on top of it, so I would get done with work, go home, and either start making phone calls or go knock doors. There were lots of forums that we had to go to, so it was kind of like having two full-time jobs.
I think a lot of people might hear that and think, oh, not me. That doesn't sound like fun. And what would you say to them, to people who might be on the fence about running for, say, a local office?
I think it's a really good experience. I think it's really great to go out and talk to your neighbors and find out the things that are important to them. It makes you really think about what is important to the area in which you live and think about the people that you interact with all the time. And if you want to make a difference in their lives, it's a great way to do it.
And what issues are most important to you as a member of the Common Council in Madison?
Well, right now I'm kind of learning the ropes, I should say. So we're going through the budget season, and I'm learning as we go there. It's a lot of information, and I really like reading all these documents and listening to people. I am a member of the Food Policy Council, which is really cool, and working on addressing things like food deserts and making sure people have access to reasonably cost and healthy food.
It is a learning curve, isn't it? Because, I mean, I've reported on local government meetings in the past, and there's the way normal people talk, and then there's a way you have to translate into sort of government action and language.
It is. It's a bit different. Also, it's you really get to learn things like Robert's Rules of Order. I used to work in the State Assembly maybe about 15 years ago, and I thought, I know how legislative policy works, and the difference between the state legislature and Madison Common Council, it's pretty big.
We're talking to Arvina Martin, first Native American member of the Madison Common Council. She's a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation. So you were sworn in mid-April of this year, mm-hmm. You're saying. What's come up so far as an alder? What kind of issues, expected or unexpected, have you seen?
Well, the big thing that we're working on right now is the development at the Hill Farm site where the DOT is. This is actually the largest single development in city history, from what I've been told. So it is a lot of work between listening to folks that live in the area and making sure that their voices are heard, as well as listening to what the developer wants to do and what their plans are, and trying to make sure that everybody's heard and everybody can be happy with what results.
Do you get a lot of calls from people in the neighborhood talking about that or just any issue? I think sometimes people, whenever they see a problem in the community, that Common Council person is their first point of contact.
Yeah, I get a lot of calls to my cell phone as well as to my house about issues, whether it is, you know, garbage pickup, potholes, stop signs, traffic concerns, you know, bus routes, et cetera, and definitely about the development at the Hill Farm site.
What kind of reaction have you gotten from the Native American community in Wisconsin since your election?
It's been overwhelmingly positive. It's something that, you know, it's not something that I've done by myself. It's I have to really rely on the people behind me as well. It's like, you know, people have laid the groundwork for things, and I have been able to work towards that as well. And I hope that, you know, I can help bring other people with me and a hand up, and, you know, so that they can pass me up and be governor or be senator. It'd be amazing.
Yeah, a lot of people, I think, look at government and don't see that. They see their elected representative. It's a team sport, kind of.
Yes. And I think of the night that I was elected, and my daughter was there and watching, and she was just like, she had participated in the campaign as much as an 8-year-old can. Mm-hmm. But that night she was like, "Mama, you won." Oh my gosh. And there were, you know, little girl relatives of mine who were there, and my nieces that were there, and they were like, "Oh my gosh, this has happened." And I could see that reflection in their eyes and say, "She can do this. Nani can do this. I can do it too."
Yeah, I think a lot of people look at politics as a thing that other people do. Like, there's a political class, like it or not, and those are the people who run and not me. Mm-hmm. Do you hope to see that change? I mean, through partly your efforts, but those of others as well?
Oh, definitely. You know, I like meeting people, whether they're here in Madison, whether they live in my district, or whether they are elsewhere. And everybody has a story and things that they care about, and making it possible for them to think that, you know what, the things I care about matter, and I can make a difference about this. You know, I've recommended lots of people participate in the Emerge program, which is a program for Democratic women who learn how to run for office, which is a program that I did in 2014. And, you know, I know lots of women who have done it as well, and they've gone from, "I just sit on the sidelines," to, "Nope, I'm running."
And I understand politics have been bipartisan in your family. Is that right?
Yes. If my dad is listening, he'll be very happy to hear me mention this. My dad is a Republican. I'm a Democrat. It leads to very spirited conversations around the dinner table. But at the end of the day, you know, he's my dad and I'm his daughter. We have that love. And when we know when to stop, and when one of us is getting upset, we're like, "Okay, it's time to talk about the Packers."
Well, and I mean, that's a great example, because I think a lot of people on social media in particular don't know when to stop. I mean, is there room for us to be civil to each other even when we disagree?
There has to be. I mean, we all have commonalities, you know, despite our differences, whether, you know, man versus woman, Native versus non-Native, Republican versus Democrat. We just all have to remember and assume best intentions from people, and that helps.
So what are you hoping to accomplish at this stage in your political career as a city alderperson?
Right now, I'm concentrated on being the best representative for my community that I can be. I really want to understand and know what my constituents care about, and make sure that their concerns are raised on the city level, whether that means getting a stop sign put in at an intersection that makes people nervous, or, you know, working on a citywide policy on something. I want to be able to do that.
And I know that you're early in your first term on a common council. What's your vision? Do you have a next step in your political career in mind?
You know, I haven't really thought about a next step at this point. I really want to put my all into this and make sure that I can represent people of the 11th district the best I can.
Arvina, thanks a lot for joining us here in the studio today.
Thank you.
That was Arvina Martin, first Native American member of the Madison Common Council, and she's a member of the Ho-Chunk Nation.